New York Times fawns over Jen Psaki after disastrous week for Biden administration. By Catherine Hamilton on September 20, 2021. After a dismal week for the Biden administration on several fronts, the New York Times published a puff piece profile on White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki, which repeatedly praised her as straightforward and professional, Fox News reported Sunday. The Times piece, which was published on Friday, is titled Bully Pulpit No More. Jen Psaki's turn at the lectern and details her rise to political fame and her journey to becoming an unlikely cultural force. The piece was also published in the Boston Globe over the weekend. Journalist Michael M. Grinbaum wrote. But a cult of Psaki has proliferated online, where clips of her restrained, if occasionally withering exchanges with reporters have established this once obscure political strategist as an unlikely cultural force. Her retorts earn Yas Queen praise from liberals, while conservatives jeer her attempts at spin, particularly over the past month, when the confluence of the withdrawal from Afghanistan, extreme weather and coronavirus confusion meant the questions were more pointed and the answers more scrutinized. He also wrote about how Psaki is always crisp and precise in her answers, even if she does not always respond directly to her reporters' questions. Ms. Psaki, in her speaking style, is a contrast to Mr. Biden and his circuitous folksiness. In interviews, Washington correspondents often used the word professional, high praise in D.C., to describe interactions with her, deeming her straightforward, detailed dense briefings a relief after an era when Mr. Trump's press secretaries repeatedly insulted, denigrated and frequently ignored journalists, he wrote. Former White House Deputy Press Secretary Eric Schultz complimented the Times piece and said it captures how Jen is restoring dignity to the role of press secretary. This piece captures how Jen is restoring dignity to the ad press sec role. One upshot not included, all of the young, aspiring politicos who can now see that if you work hard, tell the truth, and are good to everyone around you, you can rise to highest levels, Schultz tweeted on Monday. Others were not as keen on the piece. Spectator contributor and podcast host Stephen Miller sarcastically noted the odd timing of the piece's publication. Jen Psaki goes missing the day the Pentagon announces the Biden admin drone 7 kids. France recalls its ambassador. 12,000 people are being stored under a bridge in Texas and the FDA just rejected Biden booster plan. But we have another glowing puff profile. Great work, everyone, he said. As Miller's tweet listed, the Pentagon did admit to killing children and civilians in a Kabul drone strike. France did recall its ambassador. Damning footage showed thousands of migrants huddled under a bridge. And a government advisory board rejected President Joe Biden's plan to provide boosters to most Americans. Psaki reportedly did not respond to a request for comment from the Times. She was also not present on Friday to respond to Biden's ongoing setbacks, according to the report.